I'm Julia, and you're listening to the Spirit Nomad Podcast, the show that helps spiritual seekers step into their purpose and freedom. You can find the video version of this podcast and many more on the Spirit Nomad YouTube channel. Now, let's get into the episode. I have 8 really weird things I want to tell you today that Swedish people do, but that are surprisingly spiritual. And I noticed these things when I moved from my home country, Sweden. I'm in the UK now. And I don't really understand why other countries don't do this. All these 8 things will make your life so much more happy, easy, and peaceful. So let's get into the list. The first weird thing that Swedish people do is countryside getaways. So most Swedish people will have a summer cabin, or they will rent a summer cabin during the weekend to have another environment that is stress-free, where they can get a tech detox and just be in nature, which I think is so important, especially if you live in a city. The second weird thing that Swedish people do is lördagsgodis, which means Saturday candy. And that means that every Saturday you have candy. So you reserve your sugar day for Saturday and you eat really healthily the rest of the week. But on Saturday you really get to indulge. So when I grew up, every Saturday evening my dad would come out with this silver tray of literally like a mountain of candy. Sweden actually eats the most candy in the whole world, but they are also one of the healthiest, fittest people in the world. Studies suggest that eating one large portion of sugar each week was less damaging to our teeth and health than a small amount every day. And even when it comes to weight loss, there's also studies around this. I read a book called The Buddha's Diet, which you might think, well, the Buddha, he had some belly fat, right? But the famous Buddha that we see with the big stomach is actually another Buddha, not the Buddha you're thinking of. There are several different Buddhas. And the study they mentioned in this book is that even if you want to lose weight, you want to have one day a week where you completely exceed your calories, because otherwise your body will go into starvation mode and hold on to the fat. And this also reminds me of a video I saw by the poet Prince Ia. He was talking about a woman on her deathbed, and she was saying, "I wish I had eaten more ice cream and less beans." And that made me think, because like we're so obsessed with health and looking good, having a flat stomach and like all these things, but sometimes we just gotta live as well and just enjoy our time on earth. So I think this is way healthier to just have one occasion per week where you really indulge and have that be a celebratory occasion, rather than every time you're feeling a bit low and depressed, you go out and you stuff yourself with some junk food, and then you just feel crap afterwards and wish you had never done it. Number 3 is jantelagen, or the law of jante. And it basically means, it's like a mentality Swedish people have, that they are not better than other people. So yeah, Swedish people are very humble, and this really resonates with me, because I feel like, especially on the spiritual path, many people will actually pick up more ego than they had before their spiritual awakening, because they feel superior to other people who haven't gone through a spiritual awakening, the guru complex. But what we have to all remember is that we are all sparks of God, so we are equal. The 4th weird thing that Swedish people do is having separate duvets. Oh, this will really help you with getting more sleep if you're sleeping with a partner, because there will be no like tug of war during sleep where someone takes more of the duvet than the other. And it's so much more easier to snuggle up, like with the duvet. I like to have it in between my knees to support my back. So to me, oh my gosh, I don't know how you do it when you share one. I can't do it. The 5th weird thing that Swedish people do is fika, which you might have heard, which is like a coffee break where you have a coffee or tea and then usually maybe something sweet with it as well, like a cinnamon bun, and you connect with friends or family or colleagues. And in Sweden we take this very seriously, and it's also happens during work and it's really important. You cannot take away the fika break from a Swedish person because they will be very angry. And I think the reason why I love this one so much is again with the deathbed connection, that many people say it on their deathbed, like it was all about the connections they made, the relationship, the people they loved. And a fika break means like you're taking a break from work to connect and just be present. And if you've read Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, you know how powerful it is to be present. And that's all we really have is the present moment. So being present with your friends or colleagues, just having a nice coffee and enjoying each other's company, I think is so underrated. But I highly approve of doing that several times a day, which we Swedish people do. The sixth weird thing that Swedish people do is that we rarely go out to eat at restaurants or takeaways. We grew up having meals cooked from scratch. Like we don't even say from scratch. We always assume it is from scratch because we don't really have like different cake mixes, pizza mixes and stuff. Everything is done from scratch and we prefer eating at home, which saves you money and it's so much more healthy because it won't be processed foods with like lots of E numbers and different additives. And when the food is pure like this, when you make it from scratch, the food has more prana or life force energy in it. So it's so much more healthy for you. Number seven is showing respect by being punctual and queuing. So it's quite funny. So if I'm like 1 minute late to a meeting, meeting up a friend, Zoom meeting, whatever it is, if I'm 1 minute late, I'm like, oh my gosh, I am being so disrespectful, I need to hurry. But I actually like this about Swedish people, that we try to be on time, like 10 minutes, arrive 10 minutes before the time, or like worst case, exactly on time, because it shows respect for the other person, because then you know exactly when they will come, and you don't have to like look at your clock and be like, okay, it's been half an hour now, are they coming, are they not? I think it's like basic respect. And same with queuing. If you got there first, I think you deserve to be first. Because in many countries, I feel it's like a shark eat shark world where it's just like the most loudest, most disrespectful person is the one who goes first because they just, you know, elbow their way in front of the queue, which I feel is disrespectful. So yeah, punctuality and queuing, I think, is some really good values that Swedish people have. And number eight is silence. Yeah, so Swedish people, they really value silence. If you've ever talked to a Swedish person, you might be surprised by how quiet they are. Probably the most quiet of any people in the world. If I got a cent for every person who said, "Why are you so quiet?" I would be a millionaire by now. And many people think this is really annoying with Swedish people, especially if they come from a very extroverted culture. But I actually really like this because there's so much value in silence. You get to really take in your environment, enjoy the present moment. So Swedish people will basically only talk when they have something important to say and not just to fill the gap. And if you look at enlightened masters, you will see that they only speak when they have, yeah, something that's important to say. And does that mean that all Swedish people are enlightened? Yes. No, I'm kidding. But I do think there is a value in silence and you don't have to fill the gap every time you are with someone. Just enjoy the present moment and it doesn't have to be awkward. Just embrace it.
Let's continue the discussion in my Telegram group, the Spirit Nomad Podcast Tribe, link in the description. If you'd like to support the podcast, leave a review and share it with a friend. Thanks for listening and have a beautiful day.